overall, it's been a tough year, but when it came to Saturday, when that final whistle blew, I think it really showed like that everything was worth it in the whole year. It's been tough for everyone in all walks of life, but it's been very difficult for us in terms of actually sort of team bonding and things that you would actually be very used to doing. You'd normally get to go for meals with your teammates throughout the year, or you would have like team bonding sessions, but this year it was very minimal. It was basically you see each other at training, you see each other at games, and that was about it really. There was no kind of bonding outside the football, but when Saturday came, it just made it all worth it.
And it's hard to overstate just how much of an achievement this promotion is for Bolton, because back in February, after about 25 games in the league there, you guys were in 20th place. How did you manage to turn it around?
It was obviously at that time it was looking at a difficult task. I think we knew coming into the season that we were going to be good enough to get promoted. It's just that with the turnaround of players and there was a lot of changes this season, so it was going to be a time of people to settle in as well. And we've lucky enough that we've got a lot of great football players, but at the same time we've got a lot of great lads as well, and that's including the staff. On a professional level and on a personal level, everyone's great lads, and I think that's kind of gave us the best fighting chance that you could have asked for. I think it would have been easy for people to start turning on each other, but that wasn't the case. Everyone stuck together and knew that if we wanted to be successful this season, that we all had to stick by each other, and which we did.
And everybody wants their defenders to put their bodies on the line when it comes to a promotion push like this. You certainly did that as well. Just tell us about the ear injury that you got earlier on this year.
Yeah, it was quite of a weird one. I've had a couple of stitches here and there on my face before, and kind of cuts on my face and stuff. But the ear was just that little bit more extreme, I think. At the time, I wasn't 100% sure kind of what happened. It was more the shock, and I think the adrenaline of the game actually kind of probably minimalized the pain of it. But then obviously after the game, when things settled down, I kind of realized what actually happened, and kind of the pain of it kind of started to kick in, and it was just a unfortunate but weird injury that I probably never heard of before and probably never will either, I'd say.
Just to give people a bit more context here, your manager, Ian Evatt, he described it as horrific speaking after the game. The ear was more or less hanging off when you finished the game there. How is it now? Have you managed to recover from that?
Yeah, no, it's fine now. Yeah, at the time obviously it wasn't great, but it can happen to anyone, so I didn't really want to be feeling sorry for myself at the time. But yeah, so basically I just went to the hospital after the game and just got looked after, basically just got stitched completely back up, and it's settled nicely right now.
Well, fair play to you. Not many would continue after that. But just tell us a little bit about your journey to Bolton, because you're still only 24. That's a baby, really, in footballing terms. But you've experienced quite a bit in your career so far.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I've had quite a lot of experience in my short career so far, and obviously I've had a lot of good moments and memorable moments that will last with me forever. Just starting at Wexford, obviously winning the league at Wexford, and then going on to Cork and kind of starting my football journey over here in England. And it's been a very exciting last probably 5, 6 years, 7 years. I'm looking forward to the next few years.
And when a lot of people in this country think of Bolton, they'll think of JJ Okocha and Youri Djorkaeff and Ivan Campos and that Premier League legacy when Sam Allardyce was there, and they were pretty much everybody's second team. So does that kind of legacy still hang around the club, and does that bring extra pressure on you guys? Because I know it's a long time ago now, but you can ask the hurlers here in this county, we're still mad about 96. So does that bring extra pressure for you guys?
It brings extra pressure, but it brings good pressure. That's why you want to play the game. You want to play to achieve big things and to achieve big goals with promotions and winning leagues. And I think if there's no pressure, that takes away from the actual experience, and it takes away from that hunger, that extra little bit that you can get. Of course, there's going to be pressure. We've got a great fan base, and it's just a pity that they missed out on the experience this year. But hopefully, they can get back in next year to look forward to it.
The only other time that the name Bolton would really have been on anyone's lips in this country recently would have been looking at the points deduction and the financial problems that they've had in recent years. I know that predates your time at the club, most of it anyway, but having come through all that, it must make it even more special.
Yeah, absolutely. The owners obviously have took over, and they've kind of tried to get the club back to the best state that it can be. And I think this year has been a lot of ups and downs, but that's just in general life. But this success that we've had this season hopefully can just be the start for this massive football club.
One of the big key signings, I suppose, for you guys. I mean, it's great to see that Bolton has these two kind of Irish rocks. There's yourself and Owen Doyle as well. Owen Doyle seems to score wherever he seems to go. And just tell us a little more about him and the impact that he's had on the club.
Doyle was class. Everyone knew when he was signing but what you're going to get. You're getting your 25, 30 goal contributions every year. And he's done that since he's come over to England. He's a fox in a box and probably one of the best finishers I've seen. But he's a great lad as well, and he's brilliant to have around the dressing room. He really looks after the players, and I think that's a big thing. I think sometimes you can have great players that aren't so concerned about others, but he's certainly not one. He'd go out of his way to look after people and probably put people before himself.
Was there any one key moment that you thought, you know, this actually is on now? Because as we mentioned, you know, you were so far down the table so late on in the season. But was there any one key moment where, you know, the pressure started to build and I suppose the momentum started to build as well, and you thought, you know, this is actually possible, we could be playing League One next year?
It's probably going to sound like a cliche, but I think my family and friends would back me up in saying there probably wasn't one point this season where I actually thought that we couldn't get promoted, or I had it in my head as we were coming back for pre-season that was exactly what was going to happen. Obviously, the start of the season was very up and down. We had kind of good spells. We had a spell around kind of November to the start of December where we've went and we've won 5 games in a row, and that just kind of seemed that as things were kind of on the rise and on the up. But yeah, there wasn't one point this season where I didn't think to myself, wow, it might be another situation that we might have to go for this again next year. I was fully like committing, like in my head we were getting promoted and there was no other way around it. When we were sitting obviously in, like you said, 20th place or whatever, my mindset or my thinking didn't change. I always felt like that in every league, if you go on a bit of a run and the confidence and the momentum comes on your side, there can be no stopping teams. And that's just exactly how the second half of the season went, really. The lads got a great run and obviously just kept going, and it's fantastic to be a part of the team.
When you look back at the start of your career, obviously you won that league with Wexford, and of course you played some brilliant football down in Cork as well. Last weekend we saw the two of those teams, you know, second last and last in the first division, battling off, and it didn't go Wexford's way, unfortunately, that one. But do you still keep an eye on League of Ireland football and you know, how your teams would have gotten on?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I pay a lot of attention to obviously Cork and Wexford especially. They're a big part of where I am today, so I think you've got to appreciate it. And normally in usual times when I get home in the summer, that I normally go down to watch 2 or 3 Wexford games. It's always nice to go down and kind of see people that were there around the times since I was there at a younger age. Obviously Shawnee O'Shea and Mick Wallace and everyone that's really kind of helped me, give me this pathway to play in England.
Unfortunately beaten by a literal last minute strike last night as well, so it's just not going their way at the minute. Obviously you're somebody who went over to England pretty early on. Looking at Darragh O'Connor, who's somebody who's gone a similar kind of route there, he played for Wexford and now he's over in the Leicester City under 23s. Do you think that that's a good move for Wexford soccer players to actually go out and try themselves out in England?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of talent in Wexford, and I think sometimes as players we're just looking for a platform and we're looking for someone to give us an opportunity. I think I don't really like the saying of people giving you a chance, because it's people aren't giving you a chance. People are giving you an opportunity to showcase your talent. I think in Wexford there's a lot of talented footballers, and hopefully in the coming years there'll be another few coming over to join us.
And what's your plans now for the summer? Obviously looking ahead to League One, but you've had your week of celebrations. Will you just take it easy now, or is it kind of the focus now turns to September, kind of August time?
Yeah, normally for me every year I normally take probably 7 to 10 days off, and then it's back into business, back trying to get myself in as best condition as I can be to come back into pre-season. And then pre-season is more of, instead of a hindrance, it's more of an enjoyable time when you come back in better condition, because you want to hit the ground running and you want to stake your claim for a starting place. But with the positive season we've obviously had, it just makes it that bit easier and gives you that more motivation to go back in and be in the best condition you can be and look forward to the coming season.